This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the current phase of fighting against Hamas in Gaza is winding down. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Netanyahu says the stage could be set for Israel to send more troops to its northern border to confront the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The comments on Sunday threatened to further heighten the tensions between Israel and Hezbollah at a time when the two enemies appear to be moving closer to war. Netanyahu also signaled there is no end in sight for the grinding war in Gaza. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah began striking Israel almost immediately after Hamas's October 7th cross-border attack that triggered the Gaza war. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Witnesses say that at least 8 people were killed Sunday in Gaza City by an Israeli airstrike outside an aid center run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
It was just one such mass fatality event in recent days near a humanitarian aid facility in the besieged Palestinian territories. At least 25 people were reported killed in a bombing near a Red Cross field hospital in Rafah. Head of the International Committee of the Red Cross Rafah office, William Schomburg.
We literally found body parts scattered.
The Israel Defense Forces released video claiming to show strikes on Hamas military structures in the Gaza Strip at around the same time. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage as the faithful face soaring temperatures at Islamic holy sites in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi health minister said 83% of the fatalities were among unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures. Egyptian officials said more than 660 of the dead were from Egypt. Fatalities include pilgrims from Indonesia, India, dozens more from Jordan, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, and Malaysia. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports on a Ukraine drone attack on Crimea and a Russian attack on Kharkiv.
Ukrainian drones and missiles have killed several people in Russia and Crimea. A video posted on Crimean Winds Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when 5 Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with 4 aerial bombs, hitting a 5-story residential building and killing several people. The following day, Russia continued to strike the city, killing one person. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian authorities say again more than 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, were killed by armed militants in the southern Republic of Dagestan. They say that the gunmen opened fire on 2 Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police post in 2 cities Sunday. The governor announced the numbers of dead in a video statement early Monday. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee described the attack in the predominantly Muslim region with a history of armed militancy as terrorist attacks. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on record-breaking flooding in parts of the Plains states where hundreds had to be rescued.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record with the river cresting as high as 22.1 feet.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Colson.
This started for us at Saturday morning at 5:15 with our rescues. We had 2 people in a submerged vehicle.
By the time it was over,
we conservatively rescued 383 people.
Officials say the water needs to recede enough so that residents can get back home safely and that electric and drinking water remain an issue. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. federal authorities are offering a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires. The blaze killed at least 2 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.